Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The left fielder, George Selkirk. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Keller. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Tommy Henrich. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Soondra. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Steve Soondra. And now, play ball. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolfe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field. Keller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Keller. Krivic goes all the way around to score. Wright moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Selkirk. Salters reaches second base with a double. Wright scores. Appling goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bump Hadley now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball four. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee fires to first and picks off Rolfe. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive towards short. Crosetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. There goes Rosar. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Henrik reaches second base with a double. Rosar scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Henrik moves to third. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Solters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Keller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 0-for-1 in the game. Rolfe hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Selkirk hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh bunts towards the mound. Hadley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee bunts towards the mound. Hadley fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to second. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. QL hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0-for-1 in the game. Keller hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Henrik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bump Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Soltis hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosetti hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 0 for 2 in the game. Rolf hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 2 in the game. Selkirk hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 2 in the game. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Selkirk. Lee reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. QL strikes out. 1 out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rolf. Lee moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee scores. Kennedy scores. Krivic moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krivic scores. Wright moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, White Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Soltis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wright scores. Appling moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. Soltis moves to second. It's 9-1, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Soltis trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. McNair moves to second. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Henrik hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Crosetti applying the tag. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. QL hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand juggles the ball. That's an error on Hildebrand. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Buster Mills pinch hits for Oral Hildebrand. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Mills moves to second. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lee. Mills moves to third. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rolfe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of right. Rolfe reaches second base with a double. Mills scores. Crosetti moves to third. It's 10-2, White Sox. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 0 for 3 in the game. Selkirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crosetti scores. Rolfe moves to third. It's 10-3, White Sox. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 3 in the game. Keller takes first base on ball 4. Selkirk moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rosar is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rosar strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Henrik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Grissom now pitching. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Salters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lee takes first base on ball 4. McNair moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into left field. Salters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker pinch hits for Lee Grissom. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.